Welcome to the Top Advisor Marketing Podcast. This special series was recorded live at the Market Council Summit in Las Vegas, Nevada. Listen in as we talk with leaders in our industry represented at this wonderful event. Now, on to the show.
Hello and welcome to another Top Advisor Marketing Podcast. We are still live at the Market Council Summit in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada, even though it's surprisingly cold here, but very nice in the Four Seasons Hotel. Our guest today is Kenneth Van Leeuwen. Now, he is the managing director of Van Leeuwen and Company, and he is going to talk to us a little bit about his journey today, and he's going to talk about what Van Leeuwen and Company does that's so unique and different, because that's the goal of this podcast, right? The goal of this podcast is to make all of you understand that there are ways to run your business that you can truly market and position yourself in your marketplace in a different way that will truly make you successful, much like what Kenneth has gone through. So I'm super excited to find out a little bit about that. So Kenneth, let's just start off at the beginning. Tell us your history. How did you get to where you are right now?
Well, basically, I've been around the Wall Street for my whole career, but in 1987, I and a partner decided to form our own firm. So we left the big firm and went out on our own.
Okay. Who do you work with? Now, this is the goal of the podcast. And what is your specialty?
Our specialty is successful and ambitious corporate executives.
Now, that's really specific. How do you tease out the ambitious aspect of those corporate executives?
Well, ambitious people in general tend to have very big goals, and we enjoy working with people who have big goals, whether it's educating their children, retiring in a certain way, buying another home after that, huge financial goals. So we enjoy that, and we enjoy helping those kind of people.
Well, let's talk about a little bit more about that help, right? So when you have a niche, sometimes that there are some service features that are a little different depending on the niche itself. Tell us what you do for those ambitious executives.
Well, it's really important when you're working with a successful and ambitious executive, you understand, A, not only their compensation scheme, which is, you know, they get paid salary, usually a bonus, but it's really their equity position in their company, whether it's stock options, restricted stock, performance units, deferred compensation plans. It's very important that you understand that and how that interweaves into their families' lives.
Is there an age that you have found is more common amongst the more ambitious, goal-focused, big picture thinkers?
Well, it depends. I mean, we have Wall Street clients who frankly think about that when they're 25 years old, but then we have pharmaceutical and retail executives who think about that when they're 35 and 40.
Okay. So you are working with a younger demographic here.
We do. I mean, we like to say we grow them young. Oh. Because it's really important for us to give them that advice early on, because that's how you can maximize their future. And what we've done is we take them through the life cycle. I have clients that I've worked with for 30 plus years that we began with when they were that executive, and frankly, now are retired and living a very good life.
Okay. I'm going to sound like a total jerk with this next statement, but not to you, most of the other advisor population. That sounds to me like a lot of work. So many advisors don't want to work with younger accumulators because it's just so much work. They'd rather get that easy 401k rollover and do some retirement income planning.
Well, the goal is, but that's how you build the loyalty with your client, because also, see, our model is very important, is that we charge fees for what we do. It's not commission-based. It's not asset generally based. Mm-hmm. Because with a young executive, you've got to understand their equity plans, because their assets, it's not today, it's in the future what we're looking for. And frankly, they really value the advice, because a successful and ambitious executive has to trust people in order to keep climbing the corporate ladder. We're part of that trust, that he needs somebody that he can feel comfortable that's going to look out for him and his best interests.
Okay.
Or her.
How do you find them? How do you acquire new clients?
Right now, it's referrals.
Okay.
It's basically strictly referrals. You know, one person tells the other around the water cooler, for lack of a better word.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, are you actively, do you have a referral gathering strategy, or?
We do. I mean, basically, because we do know their plans.
Okay.
We know all about their company. So we say to them, hey, look, we understand your plans. We don't directly ask them to refer their colleague. But what we say is, we know your stuff. We know your company. Please make it easy for them.
There has to be a substantial amount of education that you do with your clients. Do you do that in an organized fashion, like at a... Like, do you bring in 10 or 15 executives? Do you do it one-on-one? How do you do client education?
Well, we do one-on-one because we find that everybody's finances are personal. Usually we work with husband and wife, okay? So wife may be the worker at the company. Husband may own a business. It's very personal because everybody's finances are unique and how they want to look at it. Plus, also, what we do is when we work with someone, we're very important to say what you say here stays here, because what happens is that I may be working for a boss, and I may be working for an underling of a boss, and what happens is that they may be looking to leave, they may be looking to get another job, so it's a very personal thing, and they need to know that we're going to have that confidence with them. That they have we have their confidence.
Sure. Let's talk about your team. Do you have what does your team look like and who's on it and what do they do?
Basically, my team is I am the lead advisor. Then I have two associate advisors who basically come and meet clients with me. What they do is their goal is basically is to do the follow-ups, to do the intercontact with these folks. Frankly, I'm the strategy director at this point in my life. So what they do is they basically help me and they're learning their business. Now, frankly, they're doing so well that they can start to manage those relationships themselves when they get them, frankly.
All right. What do you do in the community?
Couple things. One is I am very active in autism, due to the fact that I have a son who's special needs.
Okay.
He's 21, so I'm very involved with the special needs community. We actually employ people in our office with special needs. So that's, we love to give them opportunities because they are very deserving of that as well. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, I'm very active politically. I'm active politically in my broker-dealers pack because I strongly believe we need representation and a voice in Washington.
Okay. Wow. Let's talk a little bit about the extracurricular stuff that you do with autism specifically. That has had to have shaped your life in wonderful ways across the board. When you're looking for somebody with special needs, which is a very broad brush, what are you looking for when you're hiring and bringing somebody in? How are you? Do you have to manage them any differently? Help me with that, because I don't think we've ever had anybody on the podcast that does that. So I'm ignorant. I apologize.
Well, basically what happens is I don't manage them day to day. An organization that I'm affiliated with manages them.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they can do as simplistic tasks as shredding paper.
Mm-hmm.
They can do scanning because, as we're getting more and more documents on the cloud, I mean, that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, very task oriented that frankly, many of us don't want to do.
Right.
They clean for us. So we believe in giving people opportunity. As a parent, I know that my son likes to feel responsible, and he likes to be needed. So just like we do. So
it's
they may be able not to express themselves, but they have all the same needs we do.
Gotcha. Let's talk about your education. Obviously, you are consistently educating yourself because, compensation packages are changing, laws are changing. What sort of education do you have from a pedigree standpoint, and what are you doing now to continually sharpen that saw?
Well, basically, what I do have is I have a degree in accounting, and then I have an advanced degree in financial markets and banking. Basically, what am I doing? I'm constantly trying to understand the new tax laws by going to different conferences, for example, this one, and others that other people sponsor, as well as my broker-dealer sponsors. I'm very involved in understanding from the different professionals. So I go to accounting CE workshops, I go to lawyer CE workshops, so I can hear from them and their side of the table, how they're looking at various issues as well.
Okay. If you were going to define your financial philosophy, how would you define it?
Keep it simple.
That's awesome. All right. Well, now we're going to switch gears, okay? So we're going to switch gears and talk a little bit more about who you are as a human being. So when you're not working, what do you do for fun?
I love the sun, and I love particularly the beach. It's probably my favorite place to just relax and be.
Who is your hero?
My hero, actually, my childhood hero is Mickey Mantle.
Wow. All right.
Because I grew up in the era when Mickey Mantle had adversity because he wasn't healthy all the time from a ball player's perspective. And as a little kid, I remember running into Yankee Stadium because they displayed the batting order and to run in and to see if number 7 was in the lineup and overcome whatever injury he was facing that day.
Wow. If you had all of the money in the world that you ever needed, would you do anything differently? And if so, what would it be?
You want to, because I thought about that with all these recent lottery winnings and all these purses that have been out there. You know, I would continue to do what I do. I love this because the central thing that we try to do, we believe we're helping people. Okay. Now with what we're doing, we're working with multi-generations now. Like, for example, I have a 99-year-old client. Her husband died at 102, like 2 years ago. And I got that person from a corporate executive that I worked with. I got his parents. So, I mean, that's kind of how this all goes. And it's very satisfying when they know that they can count on you.
Sure. Who's your favorite person in history and why?
I think it was Ronald Reagan, to tell you the truth. I think that Ronald Reagan, at that time when he became president, turned the feeling of the country around that we were a great country again and that we were powerful and that we were, as he likes to say it, that house on the hill that everybody looked to. And I really was enthralled by him.
Success has many, many definitions. How do you define success within your life?
That I go to sleep every night knowing that I did something good that day.
Awesome. What is one thing that you recommend to family, friends, or clients? It's kind of like your go-to.
Treat people honestly and fairly.
Okay. All right. I wish more people looked at things with that level of clarity. That's awesome. Okay. Name one thing that most people don't know about you that would not only be appropriate to share on the podcast, but also something kind of fun.
Well, most people who, like, I'm getting this newfound passion for wine. I'm actually, you know, most of my buddies would say, oh, he's a beer drinker. But it's actually now I'm learning to more about wines and all type of varieties and the different, how to enjoy them. I think that's pretty fun. Also, you know, I'm a huge sports fan. And I think most people know that, but they also know that now my passion is becoming, you know, because I'm getting very frustrated by my New York Jets. And now I've turned to Notre Dame football, to tell you the truth.
Wow. Okay. Do you have a motto or a mantra that you say to yourself when you find yourself getting off track?
Keep going. Okay. Get back to what you believe in. Keep it simple, and nothing's for nothing.
Okay. What's your proudest achievement?
My children.
Okay. All right. Now, you have a pretty nice audience that listens to this podcast. Who are you looking for? How can we give back to you for providing us with so much life experience and good information on this podcast today?
Well, if you're looking, first of all, to get into what the corporate executive space, that successful and ambitious corporate executive, understand them, understand how they think, understand the value that you have to bring, and frankly, and the long-term nature of that relationship and how it can be successful, we can teach people that. And also, frankly, make a very good living for oneself now while building a large pipeline of prospective business.
How should they reach out to you?
They can reach out to me via email, phone, through our website.
Okay, we'll make sure that we have show notes and that information on the podcast itself. So Kenneth, very much, thank you very much for being on the podcast today. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for your time. It's been totally enjoyable.
Right. If you have not subscribed to the podcast, make sure you click that subscribe now button below. That way, every time we come out with a new podcast, it'll show up directly on your listening device. For Kenneth Van Leeuwen and Van Leeuwen and Company and Top Advisor Marketing, we want to thank you very much for listening to the podcast, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
This was brought to you by Iris.xyz, a platform helping financial professionals become better in business and life through new media and new voices. Visit them and learn more at iris.xyz.